From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A year ago, Washington responded to the corporate scandals that surrounded the collapse of Enron, WorldCom, and other high-flying companies that turned out to have been flying on a wing and some tricky accounting.
The Sarbanes-Oxley Act was signed into law. It set higher standards for audits of public companies and for the accountability of corporate officers. It made penalties tougher. Today, one of the act's two chief sponsors, Senator Paul Sarbanes, a Democrat of Maryland, said the law is already helping renew confidence in U.S. markets.
It's too early to pass definitive judgment, but I would note that those basic securities laws enacted 70 years ago made our capital markets the fairest, the most transparent, and the most efficient in the world. And our legislation is designed to ensure that our capital markets will continue to be, as is often said, the envy of the world.
Senator Paul Sarbanes, the man ultimately responsible for corporate reform is William Donaldson, since February the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He spoke to us from his office at the SEC, and we asked whether he can honestly point to Sarbanes-Oxley or to recent enforcement actions and say that what happened at Enron could not happen today.
I would never say never, but I think it would be a lot more difficult for that sort of occurrences to occur.
What's different now, in your view?
Well, there's a whole series of things that have been done and are being done now. First and foremost is the change in the corporate governance of American corporations, new rules and regulations having to do with the independence of directors, the independence of audit committees, the independence of compensation committees, summed up, I would guess, by saying that there's been a movement back now from sort of the imperial CEO to the responsibility resting with the board of directors, and then the board of directors setting the tone and the corporate ethic, if you will, and hiring management to implement it.
Cynics cite as a sign that perhaps Wall Street hasn't changed all that much the $10 million compensation package for your successor at the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso, for 2002. Pretty bad year for investors. Should we take that as a sign that there still are a lot of imperial CEOs out there, and they think that CEOs should make a lot of money even when the people banking on them are losing a lot of money?
Well, I don't want to comment on any particular compensation scheme, except to say that I think that there needs to be, on the part of the board of directors, a more refined concept of what corporate performance really is. I think in terms of publicly held companies, I think there's been too much emphasis by Wall Street on short-term results, on earnings per share increasing quarter to quarter. And I think the companies and their compensation committees need to pay more attention to what sort of performance is real performance, and that would have to do surely with financial measures, but also measures such as product quality and customer satisfaction and investment in research and a whole series of things that would be a real determinant of how good a job management is doing.
This week, two big banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, agreed to pay fines of nearly $300 million for their relationship to Enron. What's the message of that particular enforcement action?
Well, I think it's a very important message, and that is that if you are aiding and abetting something that is a violates the securities laws, that you are as guilty. In this case, a financial advisor is as guilty as those that within the company itself.
Should we expect, then, to see executives of those banks, say, dismissed for doing the things that earned their companies such big fines?
Well, again, I wouldn't want to comment on that in terms of at least the SEC's role here. I think that internally within the bank, I'm sure there's been a lot of discussion on how they're going to be organized from here going out in the future in terms of preventing this from happening again.
The most notorious failures at WorldCom and Enron, chief financial officers are being prosecuted, CEOs, chairman, it seems not. Does that make sense to you as a former CEO? Should people have confidence when they see the people who are actually running these companies, whether they were called upon yet by a law to vouch for their statements or not, not being indicted for what happened?
Well, you know, there is a distinction here between civil actions and criminal actions. I think it's important to recognize that the SEC is in the civil area, and we do not put people in jail. Only the criminal authorities, the Justice Department, the U.S. attorneys can do that, and the level of proof, if you will, the hurdle rate of intent and so forth is much higher in that area, and it takes more time to bring those kinds of cases. As far as the culpability in a civil way, we have to be very careful that we're fair here in terms of what level some of these decisions were being made at. And if there's culpability at the top, we have to penetrate through to that. We have to, above all, be fair.
But did I understand the first part of your answer to be that the evening is still young here? There may yet be cases against those CEOs or chairmen.
Yeah, I'm obliged not to comment on things that are under investigation, but we have pretty broad investigations across the board going on right now.
And finally, how do you like it so far, being chairman of the SEC?
I've enjoyed it very much. It's a real challenge. I feel like I'm here at an extremely important time in U.S. history, and for me, this is the opportunity to have an impact is challenging and exciting.
Mr. Donaldson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
William Donaldson, who is chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission.